This year, I celebrate my 20th high school reunion or anniversary, graduation anniversary. And I know for many of you that pales in comparison to the number of years you've been out of high school, but it made me think back to my years in high school. And one of the courses that I remember taking at Bishop Carroll that really puzzled me when I first saw it on my course list was a course called apologetics. Apologetics. Now, a few of you know what that means, but I know in high school I looked at that and I was like, well, and I knew it was a religion class because it was listed as a religion class, but why should I have to apologize for my faith, right? Do we go around as Christians saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry? Sometimes it seems like we do. And yet, just the opposite should be true. Jesus tells us to go out and share the good news. One of the key messages for those of you that attended the Catholic Family Conference two weekends ago was the idea of evangelizing, that is sharing the good news. And one of the obstacles to that, guys, is that we're ignorant of Scripture. And we're still, no matter how much I preach about this, no matter how much the Pope writes about it, guys, we're still bad at it. And we need to change that. If you are not reading Scripture every day, you are ignorant. And forgive the language and cover your children's ears, but you are stupid. Because, guys, this is the saving word of God. This is the instruction manual for getting to heaven. And we're sitting around thinking, you know, as long as I believe in Jesus and just treat people nice, then that's good enough. Pick up the book. And one of the verses that as a Catholic you must know is the gospel that we read today. And if you don't know it by heart, I don't. I can't memorize Scripture that well. I can't memorize anything that well. But at least know the book of the Bible and the chapter, which today is what? Who can tell me? Without looking. John 6. Very good. Gold star. Guys, you got to know that by heart. You don't have to know the whole chapter. Just know John 6. Because it is one of the most beautiful chapters in all of Scripture. And we've actually been reading it for, this is the fourth week now. We've been reading John 6 in little chunks. And it's key for you to know this because this is something that we can identify with uniquely as Catholics. And that is the teaching on the Eucharist. And we are the only church that has consistently held over 2,000 years this belief in the real presence in the Eucharist. Now, I know there are other Protestant churches out there that have varying degrees of belief in the communion or the Eucharist. Guys, the real deal is here. And it doesn't mean that our Protestant brothers and sisters don't have wonderful belief in Jesus Christ, many times better than ours. They certainly have a much better understanding of Scripture than many of us. But did you hear what Jesus said in the gospel today? Number one, he articulates this over and over. Parents, you know that you have to do this to children, right? You have to not tell them just once, but you have to tell them multiple times before they hear you, right? Or before they get it. I've learned this is true with adults too. And it's no more or less true than for us coming from Jesus. He says at the very beginning, I am the living bread that came down from heaven, ... and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Now, he could have just said it once and been done. In fact, before this part of the chapter, he's been talking about living bread and about flesh. But he goes on to repeat it over and over in a different way every time, as if to say, guys, you gotta get this. Now, one of the objections that people have to this verse, especially non-Catholics, is how could Jesus really give his flesh to eat? Doesn't that make us cannibals? No. Now, if that host actually did change into a piece of human flesh visibly before our eyes, then yes, we would be cannibals. But he gave us what we call a sacramental presence. It is no less real, but it appears as bread. And the reality is real flesh. This is what we believe as Catholics. And you might say, well, but Father, that still just sounds strange and a little far out there. And I'd ask you to think of this. How do the Jews respond to Jesus in the gospel today? Do they say, you know, Jesus, you're talking about like as if you're food and we're going to eat you, and that's really strange. Could you please explain that? And then Jesus goes on to say, well, yeah, guys, it's just symbolic. Chill out. I'm not advocating, you know, cannibalism. Is that what Jesus did and how the Jews responded? No. It says here, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And at the very end of John 6, which we don't quite have in today's gospel, it says that many of them quit following him because of this teaching. Now, why would people stop following Jesus, many of them, mind you, not just a few, many of them, over a symbol, over symbolic language? Or did they find the teaching too hard, as Scripture says? Brothers and sisters, there can be no doubt. When you read John 6 and you read it over and over again, there can be no doubt that Jesus is teaching us about his real presence in this Eucharist. The same Eucharist that you have an opportunity to sit before every week in adoration, to look upon Jesus himself, the God who created you, and how many of us don't avail ourselves of that opportunity. The same Eucharist that you will receive today, and some of us just come up and throw Jesus in like he's a piece of bubble gum and walk off. And yet he's humbled himself to be present on this altar to you today. And why is it so important as Catholics that we not only believe this, but that we tell people about it, that you tell your coworkers, that you tell your family? And no, you don't have to browbeat them with it. But just, you know, you're having a conversation with a coworker in the car talking about religion, comes up, that's fine. Ask them to read John 6. That's all you got to do. Ask them to read John 6 and tell you what they think. And why is it so important? Jesus says, amen, amen, I say to you. Notice he always says that when he really wants to get something across. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in you. And guys, if you don't have life in you, what does that mean? You're dead. You're dead spiritually. If you do not have that flesh of Jesus Christ in you, that is the good news. And yes, there are many other aspects of our Christian and Catholic faith, the Word of God, the practice of charitable works, mercy, forgiveness. But Jesus says we're dead if we don't have his flesh living inside of us. I want to encourage you today, because every single one of you, by the gift of the Holy Spirit that you received in confirmation, each one of you are what we call an apologist. Now, don't go around and start apologizing for being Catholic. It's not what it means. It does mean that every one of you is called and equipped to defend the Catholic faith. You might say, well, Father, I don't feel very equipped. I don't know the Bible. I don't know how to make these arguments. Don't be stupid. Pick up your Bible. Study it. Pray with it. Because, guys, this isn't a trivial matter. Jesus says it's about life and death.